A U.S. Major General on the Future of Technology and War.
A sensor can tell you where an enemy is and how many weapons they have and how many soldiers. What they really can't tell you is the state of mind of those soldiers.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Here are some actual technologies that are being developed or are in use on battlefields now. Laser weapons, mounted on ships or planes that can silently beam death to enemies. Electromagnetic weapons that direct energy at a target to cause pain, physical damage, or to destroy electronics. Autonomous lethal weapons, killing machines that can make their own decisions. And of course, artificial intelligence for analysis of combat data and future targets. And there's much more in the works. Robert Latiff is a former Air Force Major General, now a professor at George Mason University. He is also the author of a book called Future War, Preparing for the New Global Battlefield. We started off talking about artificial intelligence.
So there are just literally thousands and thousands of streams of data that come into the intelligence community every day, far more than a human could ever look at. And so, yes, it's looking for patterns. Sometimes it doesn't even really know what it's looking for. That's where the deep machine learning concept comes in.
And what are the implications, as you know, if people do get farther away from the battlefield, which it sounds like you're suggesting, what are the implications of being sort of emotionally removed from war? Or is that even possible? We know that drone pilots often have very terrible PTSD.
They do. The upshot or the implications of that, to me, are really frightening. The enemy becomes nothing more than an icon on a screen. And one of the examples I like to use is that a sensor can tell you where an enemy is and how many weapons they have and how many soldiers. What they really can't tell you is the state of mind of those soldiers. Whereas a soldier on the ground can assess what the state of battle is and whether or not to press an attack or not to press an attack. So the human element on the battlefield is really important.
On the topic of well-being, you've been thinking not just about the equipment used in warfare, but also possible advances in medicine for treating post-traumatic stress. Can you tell me about that and what it could mean for how people remember war and then the decisions they might make in the future?
Yes. I was actually able to talk to some of the people in the defense agency who are doing a lot of this research. And much of it is really, really good. You've seen new prostheses that have come out that are mind controlled. The flip side of that is we know enough about the brain and how to get into it that anything that you can read, you can write, that you could actually change thoughts.
So you could, if you were to change a soldier's thoughts, then they might not remember what happened in war and be all too willing to do it all over again?
That's correct. In fact, you can pretty much do that now pharmaceutically. And there's been discussion of giving soldiers drugs on the battlefield to make them forget. And a soldier without guilt really is really kind of scary.
Wow. So when you look at this changing global landscape of war, where does the U.S. sit? I mean, certainly we have a lot of guns and ships and nukes, but, you know, does that mean that we're still the biggest dog in the fight?
Well, we are the biggest dog. Our military budget by far, it's actually larger than the next 8 countries combined.
But are we the smartest dog?
That's the good question. And I think the answer to that is not so much anymore. What is true is that the things that we begin and then sort of move on from, other countries like Russia, like China, react. And it turns out that in the case of AI, for instance, China is putting an enormous amount of money into artificial intelligence and probably will exceed, if they haven't already exceeded, the United States. So we're big, we spend a lot of money, we're good, but we're not as dominant as we used to be.
That's Robert Latiff, author of Future War, Preparing for the New Global Battlefield. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Thanks for listening to Marketplace Tech. Here is an investment opportunity for you with a guaranteed return. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at the Candida Fund. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You also help us grow and get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you can trust. So don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.